Indeed, what a joy it is to gather together on this Christmas morning to worship together our God who came near to us in Christ. Together in this place are those who are known and those who are loved by God. Welcoming home friends back to this congregation, welcoming old faces that we love and know dear, and welcoming those who are looking for a church family. We are grateful that you all are here to celebrate together this glorious day. One way that we have of welcoming one another is through the passing of the friendship pad. I'll invite those seated nearest the center aisle to find those pads and begin passing, listing the information requested. Another way that we have of expressing welcome to those we are worshiping with is through a passing of a sign of Christ's peace. So as the children are coming forward for our time together, let us all stand as we are able and share a sign of Christ's peace with our neighbors. Let us stand. Good morning, although I don't know that these friends ever went to sleep last night. I'm hearing 1:30, 3:30, I'm so sorry. Or 1 o'clock, my gracious, y'all must have been excited about something. There is a lot to be excited about, right? Yeah, so I'm going to share with you, I want you to take one of these, you can pick it out. So there are a lot of exciting sounds that happen around this time of year, right? We make sounds, we sing carols. We hear a lot of people say, Merry Christmas. You can take two, that's okay. Get one for Berkeley, there we go. There's a lot of things that make happy sounds. And one of those sounds that we hear a lot this time of year are bells, right? Can you ring your bell? We rang these last night at the children's service, didn't we, at 4 o'clock? And it's such a happy sound to hear all those bells ringing. It was quite loud, wasn't it? It was kind of awesome. And these wonderful bell sounds, they remind us that Christmas is a happy time. It's a happy time because this is a time where we celebrate Christ's birth, that Jesus was born and came to live among us. So I want you to take a minute, look closely at your bell. Have you ever looked at your bell and figured out like what makes the sound? Because I know some of y'all play chimes. There's a little ball inside, right? Can you kind of see it? And as it rolls around inside, it hits those walls and it makes a sound. It kind of reminds me of our joy of the season too, because our joy is on the inside. Sometimes we show it on our face. Sometimes we show it through what we say. Through, if we're really excited, we can say things like, Merry Christmas, right? Sometimes we do that. But our joy lives deep in our hearts. And that love that God gives us, that lives deep in our hearts, is our joy. And our joy that fills us up is something that bubbles up this time of year when we celebrate Jesus' birth. So I want you to take your bell, hold it real tight in your hand, and try to shake it. What do you hear? You don't hear a very joyful sound, do you? You hear like a little rumble, rumble, rumble. Because when we hold it, it kind of dampens that joy, that joyful sound. We can't even see it. It's not even bright because bells like these are brass and pretty. It's kind of dull and lifeless. We can't really hear that sound. So we must be careful in these days, in all of our days, that we are able to share that joy that lives deep in us and ring it, ring it, ring it. Ring our bells long and loud. And especially in the season that is so busy that we get caught up in things like Christmas parties and cookie swaps and gift giving and all that stuff, we forget that the real reason for the season is our joy and our call to share our joy all of our days. So let's continue to ring out the true meaning of Christmas. Let's share in a prayer together. Gracious God, help us to ring out the good news that you have for us this day, that Jesus is born. Help us to continue to ring out that joy from our inside out to share it with all who need to hear it. Amen. Amen. We'll keep the bell.
Before we turn to our scriptures for this day, let us turn to God in prayer. O Lord, as we celebrate the arrival of your messenger of peace, the one who not only brings the good news, but is the good news, open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears, to hear your announcement of salvation. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson today is the 96th Psalm. You can follow along on page 550 of your Old Testament section of the Pew Bibles. Let us indeed listen for God's word to us. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our New Testament lesson
begins with the news that we shared last night as we gathered, but continues as the shepherds and Mary continue to marvel at this wondrous birth. From the second chapter of Luke, verses 8 through 20, listen now for God's word. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Do you ever notice how much singing accompanies the birth of Jesus? I mean, Luke's first two chapters are full of singing. Mary sings, Zechariah sings, Simeon sings, and then the angels all sing their welcome of this child. But the singing doesn't stop with the birth. Paul is singing in Philippians. The revelation to John is a veritable hymnal. The songs go on as people sing their faith in the one whose birth we celebrate this morning. Some of the best music that the church has brought forth through the ages is offered in celebration of the birth of this Christ child. And so it is that we sing this morning. The first carol that we'll sing today, Away in a Manger, was originally attributed to Martin Luther, who, as the story goes, sang this carol to his children. That's probably not the case, but it does give us opportunity to note that this coming year, 2017, will mark the 500th anniversary of Luther's original protest of what was wrong with the church, a protest that gave birth to our Protestant Protestant tradition. As to Martin Luther's presence in all this, there are good reasons for wanting to connect Luther to this carol. Because Luther delighted in the imagery of the manger. When God speaks to humanity, God always speaks in baby talk, Luther said. God does this because God is love. This same Luther once spoke of Scripture as the manger in which the child is laid. So, let us sing together, Away in a Manger.
Thank you.
Speaking of cattle that are lowing, an important question of faith has to do with the scope of God's saving, reconciling work. Is God only interested in human souls, or is God intent on reconciling and restoring the whole of creation? Our next carol, Jesus, Our Brother, Kind and Good, suggests that God's love is for the whole shebang. And with that comes an answer to the age-old question as to whether dogs go to heaven. I think that this hymn would suggest in no uncertain terms, yes. In fact, dogs may even have a little more knowledge of what faithfulness and loyalty and steadfast love mean than do we. 800 years ago, this carol was shared as part of the annual Donkey Festival, which commemorated the flight of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus to Egypt. And yes, they would bring a donkey into the church for that service. We are not doing that this morning. But as that carol emigrated to England, its focus shifted from Egypt to Bethlehem. And it suggests that the friendly beasts who surrounded the baby Jesus were aware of the role that they were playing in God's redeeming work. This particular carol is on the back of our bulletin. But as we sing, let's picture those beasts and imagine their brays and bleats and moos and coos as they sing along with us. Halfway expecting to hear some of those animal sounds from some of you as we sang along. The author of our next carol was Tom Colvin, a native of Scotland, who served as youth secretary for the Iona community there before being ordained as a missionary in 1954. His ordination took place in Blantyre, Malawi, the town whose name is given to the tune of this carol. He also served in Ghana and Zimbabwe along the way. Now, Colvin was part of a wave of missionaries who saw Africans not as people who needed Western culture to somehow make them to be better people, but instead who saw them as friends and colleagues who valued their African culture. The melodies to which Colvin set his many different hymn texts were from daily life in Africa. He would use boat songs and wedding songs, victory songs, welcome songs, all of those and more. His hymns were in English, but he wrote in a style that made it easy for these hymns to be translated into many different local languages. This particular carol we sing draws from the African tradition of naming a child, as you may have noted at the bottom of the notes on that hymn in the hymnal, where a name is sometimes associated with the circumstances of the child's birth or with hopes for the child's life. So let us sing together.
Thank you.
Little is known of the origins of our final carol, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, except that it was originally a Polish folk carol. It was first translated into English in London by Edith Reed back in 1920. The tune name, which I will not try to pronounce for you, means "He lies in the cradle." Perhaps most remarkable about this carol is the way that it moves from thinking globally to acting locally, as it were. Christ the babe is Lord of all, we sing at the end of the first verse. Then at the end of the second verse, it gets much more personal. Christ the babe was born for you. Let us conclude our singing of the incarnation, and let us stand as we share this wondrous good news for all and for each of us. While we are standing, let us together share the good news of this Christmas morning with words in our bulletin adapted from a Declaration of Faith of the Presbyterian Church USA. Let us share together what it is that we believe. Jesus, the long-expected Savior, came into the world as a child, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Mary, a virgin. He lived as a Jew among Jews. He announced to his people the coming of God's kingdom of justice and peace on earth. We affirm that Jesus was born of woman, as is every child, yet born of God's power, as was no other child. In the person and work of Jesus, God and a human life are united but not confused, distinguished but not separated. The coming of Jesus was the coming of God's promised rule. Through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, he brings about the relationship between God and humanity that God always intended. Amen. You may be seated.